This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
And breaking tonight, special counsel Robert Mueller reportedly referring a number of cases to federal prosecutors in New York. Cases that reportedly have to do with several high-profile lobbyists, like President Obama's White House counsel Greg Craig and longtime Democratic lobbyist Tony Podesta. He is the brother of Hillary Clinton's 2016 presidential campaign chairman, John Podesta. The special counsel's office declining to comment, but the referrals come to light as Mueller's first trial connected to the Russia probe, but having nothing to do with the 2016 election, begins. Former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort knows the makeup of his jury now, and today they got an earful. Fox News contributor, former chief assistant U.S. attorney Andrew McCarthy is here live to weigh in on all of this. Andy, great to see you tonight.
Hi, Shannon.
Okay, so let's talk about what is at stake. I want to talk about what Manafort is facing. Five counts of filing false individual income tax returns, four counts of failure to file reports of foreign bank and financial accounts, four counts of bank fraud, and five counts of bank fraud conspiracy. That's just in this first case. But what of that is connected at all to the president?
None of it is connected directly to the president. The only connection between the president or President Trump's campaign and this trial is Manafort, and that is to say that he happens to be in this trial and happened for about 4 months to have been a high-ranking member in the Trump campaign. But other than that, the two things have nothing to do with each other, and the theory we've been operating under, Shannon, for lo these many months is that the reason for pursuing this case against Manafort is to increase the pressure on him to provide whatever information he may have on Russian activity in connection with the 2016 election, and if the Trump campaign had anything to do with that. But as you look at it at this advanced stage, it does seem to be the case that the Mueller campaign, or the Mueller campaign, that's Freudian, right? But the Mueller investigation on the matter of what's been called collusion, which, to be clear, is the idea of a conspiracy, an espionage conspiracy between the Kremlin making these efforts against the 2016 election and the Trump campaign, that seems to have gone by the boards. I think even when you look at Mueller's last indictment of the Russian officers, it doesn't leave a lot of room for that kind of conspiracy.
Well, you know, and a lot of folks are looking at this and saying, again, to be clear, this has nothing to do with any potential collusion. Manafort scooped up in this probably because of the brief time he was working on the Trump campaign, because these charges had been leveled, some of them, but, you know, against him before. They never went anywhere until he was part of the Trump campaign. A lot of folks questioning, too, why there hasn't been any kind of deal or negotiation. We don't know if there was behind the scenes, but there isn't one. And a lot of folks speculating today it's because Manafort has nothing to give them. I mean, he is facing potentially hundreds of years in sentencing, but no deal would suggest to a lot of folks that he has nothing to give them on the president.
I think there's another reason to think that too, Shannon. You know, many months ago in this investigation, Rick Gates, who is Manafort's partner and who Manafort brought with him into the Trump campaign, pled guilty to some of the charges that Manafort and he were facing, which again have nothing to do with the Trump campaign or the 2016 election. It's hard for me to believe, given the closeness that those two guys had working together over the years, that Manafort would have something relevant to the rationale for Mueller's investigation that Gates didn't know about and already have had an opportunity to share with the prosecutors. So again, I think the fact that they've had a witness like Gates, had access to him for all these months, coupled with the fact that they have brought charges that don't seem to have anything to do, don't in fact have anything to do with the 2016 election, and the fact that, as you point out, they seem to be not only just winding down these cases, but parsing them out to other U.S. attorneys' offices around the country. Remember, the reason we're supposed to have a special counsel counsel or need a special counsel here is because there's a conflict that the Justice Department can't handle these cases in the normal course, and yet they're now getting these cases.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound?
It's all about the things that matter most in your life, and I thank you for being a part of the solution. And not a Republican thing or a Democratic thing, as we often say here. It's about the United States of America. It's about all of us being unified, e pluribus unum. From many, there comes one, and our central thought and focus. The thing that, you know, comes into focus for me immediately is our U.S. Constitution and Declaration of Independence. I want to bring on John Guandolo here because this is going to be key to our conversation here. John is the president and founder of Understanding the Threat, the only organization in the nation which provides a detailed assessment of the enemy threat in your local area, provides law enforcement investigative solutions, and creates state-level counterinsurgency strategies to identify, dismantle, and defeat the jihadi network in your area. John, welcome as always to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. Thanks as always for having me.
Well, John, we appreciate your insight, your background as a former FBI agent, a counterterrorism expert. You know, what I read all the time when it comes to deconstructing an institution is that you got to tie up the strong man, you know, the people who really reinforce the laws in our country. And what appears to me, and you and I have touched on this in the past, and I want to get into this a little bit more, but what appears to me, particularly with the FBI, was that there was an intentional, purposeful deconstruct of laws that just from the get-go, I mean, it kind of crept in. And, you know, and even, you know, when you consider the oath of office that the FBI takes, which is similar to what I took when I entered the military, it says, I do solemnly swear that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same, that I take this obligation freely without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion, and that I will well and faithfully discharge the duties of this office on which I am about to enter, so help me God. So this is the oath that every FBI agent and all the other agents that operate on our behalf that are there to secure our national security. So what has happened, John?
Well, that is a broad and yet incredibly important question.
Mm-hmm.
I think several things have happened inside the government and inside this country. As I travel around, as you just mentioned, and train police, National Guard, political leaders at the local, state, and federal level, and others, and have for years, one of the reasons that Understanding the Threat, my organization, includes in the three-day training and our week-long Train the Trainer program, a significant session on America's founding principles as it relates to law and government, is that we have found over the years that most people who take an oath do not understand the very foundation upon which the oath rests. Mm-hmm. So I think the first answer to your what's going on is I believe many people who swear an oath to the Constitution do not understand the foundation and principles that undergird that oath, number one. And I think that's a big number one. That's a big mm-hmm. first
yes.
question. And then because of that, because we don't understand that, and because there has been dishonesty by U.S. leaders about the real threats we face, I think there's no sense of urgency. So I think when you put those three things together, the lack of understanding of our founding, what I think is a lack of courage among many of the leaders in our government, and the fact that we have stopped being honest about real threats we face, and therefore there's not a sense of urgency. All of those go to create a problem.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't understand the oath, I mean, the oath is two sentences, John. It's two sentences, and you don't understand the oath. Well, you know, if people don't get fired because there's a violation of the oath, which to me is paramount. I mean, it's foundational, right? And as you said, this is an awesome commitment and testament to, you know, why you're coming into office, why you're going to serve this purpose, whether it's the military or, you know, in intelligence community, whatever you're going to do on behalf of the national security of we the people. And to me, I mean, for you to make the statement and say, well, you know, they just don't understand it, it's like, what do you know?
So, Bill, if I may, let me give two very specific examples that apply in what we're dealing with and the threats we're dealing with. The first is the bedrock upon which the nation is founded is in the Declaration, which is the ideal. The Declaration is the ideal. Mm-hmm. of what our government and law is founded on, that our rights come from our Creator, they come from God, they're inalienable. So the right to free expression is not something given to us by the First Amendment. It is not a First Amendment right.
Mm-hmm.
It is an inalienable right that we are all human beings have, no matter what country you live in, and the right exists whether there is or is not a constitution or is not a United States. And the foundation is the law of nature and nature's God, which is legally defined as the will of God, law of nature, natural law as we see it, and the will of God legally defined at the time of the foundation in Blackstone's commentaries as Holy Scripture. And the understanding in law is that no law can be legislated that contradicts the law of nature and nature's God. It's the moral standard upon which the republic rests.
Exactly. Well,
we are so far from that. So that's the first thing I'm talking about, is we don't understand that. And I will tell you, when I say we don't, our experience going around the country, whether we're briefing members of Congress, local police, state leaders, you name it, when we give our session, our 90-minute session on the foundation and law and government, that's the portion of our 3-day training, for instance, that most people will, that the majority of people will say, that's the best training session I've ever had as a, you know, Army officer, as a Marine officer, as a police officer, as a, you know, legislator, as a prosecutor, because we've never heard that before the way you just presented the whole package. The second thing is that I think is really important in the war we're fighting is you said it when you were talking about the oath of office. Protect and defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. All enemies.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there has actually been moves at the federal level as we describe our enemies by not using the word enemy.
Mm-hmm.
They're now violent extremists or they're something. That has legal implications. When your oath is based on identifying enemies, and you literally, and this has been an effort by both the Marxists and the Islamic movement, to remove the word enemy from our DOD policies and from things like that, that has real implications on how you fight a war.
Mm-hmm.
So when an enemy, in the case of the jihadis, 100% of them identify themselves as Muslims, waging jihad to establish an Islamic state under Sharia. And we take the language, we, our leaders,
yeah,
take the language and say...
John, we got to take a quick pause. We got to go to break. Yeah. We got more from John Guandolo after this. Stay with us.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Who has the only raw living whole plant hemp CBD extract in the world? MetaHemp Solutions, a radically innovative approach to hemp CBDs for exceptional results. Why? Because they contain absolutely all the elements present in the original plant. All our hemp CBD products are independently lab tested for potency and purity and manufactured in our FDA registered facility. Try it today. 10% off with coupon code GCN10. Call 833-858-7500. That's 833-858-7500. Or buy MetaHemp Solutions today at metahempsolutions.com. That's metahempsolutions.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
Send your emails direct, NSA free, to Bill at BillMartinezLive.com.
Lord, I will run to you. You are my saving grace. You are my saving grace.
Hey, so they like us fresh and independent. every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, a conversation with John Guandola continues. He is a counterterrorism expert, former FBI agent. He is the founder of Understanding the Threat. You can go to understandingthethreat.com to be in the flow of the know. Co-author of Sharia, the Threat to America, author of the newly released book, Raising a Jihadi Generation. And, John, we kind of got into, I think, a foundational issue here, and I appreciate you, coming alongside here to discuss this basic idea of national security. This is why Main Street America said, look, Donald Trump's got to be our guy because he's the only guy that gets national security. He understands that there are certain things that are happening fundamentally that have happened to our country. And what we're saying here is the very heart of our defenses, those that are supposed to secure our peace, have been compromised by accepting words and ideals that are in direct conflict with their very vow that they take.
That's right. I mean, you can't, what we were talking about before the break is you simply, the way our system is set up is, to kind of reaffirm what I was saying, is that the law of nature and nature's God is the foundation. No law can be legislated that contradicts it. That's the moral standard for the Republic. When you swear an oath to the Constitution, as a police officer, for instance, your job is to enforce the law. Mm-hmm. That's your primary job. And to enforce the law, you have to understand that the way the system is set up is you can't enforce a law that violates the law of nature, nature's God, and you can't ignore something where there's a wrong being done. That's the moral standard in the Republic. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure we can all think of laws that have been legislated that violate that. And so when we look at natural law and the law of Holy Scripture, that's the moral standard. Like it or not, believe mm-hmm. it or not, it doesn't mm-hmm. matter. And the fact that we have gotten so far away from that is amazing. And that's why we teach it. And what I find amazing is, like I said, police officers say it's the best training session they've ever had because they realize for the most of their career or all of their career, mm-hmm. they actually didn't know what they were swearing an oath to.
Exactly.
And
amazing.
It's not because they're bad people or bad police officers. They didn't learn it in the public school. They didn't learn it at the police academy. I went to the Naval Academy. Mm-hmm. I was a Marine officer and I was an FBI agent. I didn't learn it. It wasn't until after I got out of during the time that I was, like at the end of my FBI time mm-hmm. that I came to learn this. And it wasn't through the FBI. That's the problem in the system is mm-hmm. the very people who are supposed to be defending the system don't understand the foundation of our system.
Exactly. Well, even just the one line, nature's God, we've compromised, through our speech and our ideas that, God just isn't there, that we can do as we darn well please. I mean, this is part and parcel to why our country has been so fragmented and in chaos and lawless is because we've abandoned the rule of law. And we see this happening all over. I mean, look what happened in Portland here this week, John. I mean, you can't go and protect ICE officers because the mayor decides that, philosophically, he's not with the program there. So he's just going to leave them to their own devices. Are you kidding me?
Right. And the reality is when you see that, if you look at each of these instances with a deep understanding of the foundation of this nation, what undergirds our law and government? Because this is not a religious discussion. This is a legal, governmental discussion. That mayor should be removed.
Exactly.
He should be removed today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, without any question. But you see, the thing is, if you've abandoned the basis for the rule of law and the vow, and it's meaningless, well, then you have no grounds. But you do have grounds. But you're just not going to exercise your right as citizens and to hold people accountable. See, this is what I said earlier. until people begin to realize that this is a standard that must be met in its totality without exception, and people lose their jobs because they have violated said vow, then it's meaningless. I mean, why should I say it even?
Well, right. And what's interesting, I'll say this at the risk of utterly shocking your listening audience, although your listeners seem to be more educated than many. At the time that the Constitution was ratified and the amendments, the states, if you look at the state constitutions, they all required a public vow of faith
yes.
in order to hold public office. And I mean to the fact that they had different verbiages, but some required you to publicly state, I believe in the Holy Trinity.
Mm-hmm.
I believe in God the Father and Jesus Christ, his Son. You had to publicly declare this to hold public office. And the reasoning behind this was, how can you hold public office as a judge to judge laws, as an executive, a governor, a mayor, who's going to execute the laws and ensure that laws are followed, or as legislators that are going to legislate laws, if you don't believe in the very underpinning of the society?
Exactly. I mean,
we have just totally lost that understanding.
And now here we are, John. I was reading an article yesterday where we have a lot of Muslims running for elected office. How does the Quran reconcile? I mean, you know, I can't reconcile the Quran with the U.S. Constitution.
Well, you can't reconcile Islamic law, which is what Islam requires Muslims to adhere to. You cannot reconcile is absolutely directly contrary to our system.
Mm-hmm.
That's the problem. Islam in Sharia mandates war against non-Muslims until Sharia is the law of the land. And that's not me just saying that. That's what they teach in Islamic schools in the United States. So they're teaching sedition in their elementary and junior high school textbooks right here in the United States. As a matter of fact, I'll quote from the most widely used junior high school textbook in U.S. Islamic schools, a book called What Islam is All About. Mm-hmm. It says the basis for the legal and political system, this is a quote, is the Sharia, and Sharia is the law of the land, and quote, the duty of Muslim citizens is to be loyal to the Islamic State. That's seditious.
Yes.
That's not a religious practice. That is sedition governmentally and legally. And that's the problem. So a Muslim or an individual that follows Sharia, Islamic law, cannot adhere to an oath to the Constitution. They're in direct contradiction. And our founders, by the way, knew this.
Mm-hmm.
Thomas Jefferson, John Adams, John Quincy Adams, Theodore Roosevelt, they all spoke about these the direct contrast of Islam with Christianity and Islam with our system.
Exactly. Well, and this is why you had Thomas Jefferson when we had the first conflict with the Muslims. He said, I don't understand. They help me understand these, you know, these people. Where are they coming from? When he realized that their philosophy was antithetical to the foundations of the Constitution, he said, send in the Marines, right?
That's exactly right. The first war we fought after the Revolution was against the Barbary States.
Yeah. Well, John Guandola has been with us, former FBI agent, counterterrorism expert with UnderstandingTheThreat.com. John, how can people be in the flow of the know and be connected with you?
Well, we encourage them to go to UnderstandingTheThreat.com, sign up for our newsletter, get our resources. We have books, DVDs. We have the new 5-hour DVD, 2-DVD set coming out about Sharia, and a new DVD on America's founding. But go to the website. Be in contact with us.
John, as always, honor and a pleasure. Semper Fi, my brother. Be safe. We'll talk to you later.
Right.
Take care.
Thank you.
This report is brought to you by Oria Alert Find. Active shooter events are sadly becoming a frequent occurrence in the United States. In 2017 alone, there were 29 such incidents throughout the U.S., and around half of these typically occur in the workplace. Jason Bryant is an active shooter training expert.
It takes law enforcement an average of 3 minutes to respond to an active shooter event. This leaves the targeted organization and its employees 180 seconds to fend for themselves. What they do in that time matters. But what matters even more is what the organization does in the preceding weeks, months, and years to prepare.
Most companies have no formal plan for this kind of an attack. Learn from a police expert exactly what to do to protect employees, giving them the tools and training they need to react immediately to an active shooter can save lives. For more, visit ActiveShooterAssessment.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The remains of 55 American soldiers believed to have died during the Korean War now on their way back to the United States. They'll be met in Hawaii by Vice President Mike Pence later today. At a repatriation ceremony at a U.S. air base in South Korea earlier, U.S. Army General Vincent Brooks said it was right for those there to honor the fallen.
As we send them away from this ancient land to the identification laboratories in the United States.
A website that has blueprints for printing 3D guns has been blocked by a federal judge who's issued a temporary order halting those blueprints from being made available. That judge yesterday ruled publication of the plans could cause irreparable harm. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want?
Only for your glory, my hands reach. Only you to hold me, my soul sings. Only you are holy, my feet dance. Together, every beat is calling out your name.
Bill Martinez Live.
I gotta tell you, I'm so grateful to John Guandolo and UnderstandingTheThreat.com and all the efforts and his background understanding. Former military officer, former Marine, FBI agent, and what he brings to bear on the understanding of where our country is and how our national security is so compromised. And, I appreciate that he allowed us to get back to the basics. I mean, sometimes you have to get down to the foundational issues to understand what is wrong with our country. And this is why Donald Trump is doing such a great job, because like any good CEO who comes in, and when I say good, I mean an effective CEO of any kind of company or organization, what they will do is look back at the mission, the operation, reasons of the organization, why it exists. And oftentimes, an organization has made a wrong turn, which is what this country has done. And it takes some adjustment to get it back on track. That's what this is all about. Speaking of which, Jenny Beth Martin has shared that vision for many, many years, along with the Tea Party. She is the president and co-founder of the Tea Party Patriots. And Jenny Beth, I'm grateful for you and the organization and all the activists who have been involved with the Tea Party movement to really keep the press on getting back to the foundational basics of our country.
Well, thank you so much for that, Bill. And it's something that I don't think that we talked about quite so much about 10 years ago. But now it seems like we talk about it both on our side, on the center right side, and we even hear people on the left talking about it, even though I think they might still need to learn more about our Constitution.
Yeah, it's okay for us to be diverse. I mean, e pluribus unum, you know, out of many, come one. And that's the focus, is the bead focus, is what are the things that we can agree on? A lot of fussing and fighting and all that, but that prohibits our ability to focus in on the things that we can be united on. And this is what has made this country so great. You know, we've got to make sure, I guess, the efforts that we put into exercising our free speech lead to a positive end, right?
That is absolutely correct. And I think that it can and will lead to a positive end as long as we remember that our founders put this incredible system in place, and if we work within the system that they created and the structure that they created, we can have robust political debate, and we can make a difference in our government, and we can do so peacefully. And every 2 years, we have the opportunity to overthrow our government or to keep it on the same direction.
And we have a good shot at life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Who doesn't want that, right?
I think that you're absolutely right. And I think people who may cavalierly say, oh, it's not important, I think when it gets right down to it, it is. It's part of who we are as beings.
Yeah, it's about our own individual rights, but we think about the next generation, our kids and our grandkids. What's going to be left for them? But Jenny Beth, and I appreciate you giving me a little bit of time to talk about this foundational issue. And for some reason, that seems to be the theme today, is that we need to go back to the basics and deal with the foundations. And speaking of foundational issues, let's talk about Brett Kavanaugh and the confirmation process. We had one Democrat this week, Joe Manchin, the first one after all these weeks to meet with the judge. And the pressure is on. And of course, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer set the stage early on and said that they're going to do everything they can to delay this whole process, that the resistance continues, and particularly against Kavanaugh, who is guilty of being an originalist and believing that the Constitution says what it says and doesn't say what it doesn't say. How novel.
Right. And the Democrats continue to resist, they continue to delay, and they may be proud of that. They may think, hey, we're doing a great job, we're resisting this precedent. They're not going to be appreciative of it if the shoe is on the other foot, or if we're creating this precedent in the Senate where every single president goes through the nominees for each president go through so many hoops that the president never actually is able to execute the duties of the executive branch. That creates a real problem and undermines the Constitution. And I think that's part of what we've got to guard against with the way that the Democrats in the Senate are acting, broadly speaking, about all the nominees. When it comes to Kavanaugh, I've heard them say, well, we're not going to vote for him. We're not going to vote for him. Okay, well, if you're not going to vote for him, then let's just hurry the process along.
Yeah, just get out of the way. Let's give him his due. And I know that some people come back and say, you know, Jenny Beth, that, well, the Republicans did this to Merrick Garland. And, you know, this president has been established, as you suggest, and this was done by the Democrats, and now it's come back to bite them. But I'm with you. It's like, look at lead follower, get the heck out of the way.
You're absolutely right. And look, what happened with Merrick Garland is a different situation. We were at the very end of President Obama's term, of his second term in office. Republicans had the control of the Senate, unlike what's going on now, where we're near the beginning of President Trump's term, and Republicans still control the Senate, not Democrats. The American people during the midterm elections in 2014 wanted some sort of just a check and balance there on President Obama. And what we said and what I said during the situation with Merrick Garland is that after we get past the primary, I mean, after we get past the general election and the people speak, then we proceed. And I understood that in saying that if people decided they wanted to vote and elect Hillary Clinton and she was the president, that that we would be in a much different position.
Right.
But I was willing to work on those elections largely. One of the underlying factors, the secondary factors, was because of the Supreme Court.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And in many cases, what, about 25% of the people said the reason they came out to vote because they knew that their vote was going to have an impact on who ruled the Supreme Court.
That's absolutely right. The Supreme Court vacancy that was left was a huge motivating factor. And I think that the vacancy just highlighted from Justice Scalia, the vacancy highlighted the importance of the court that people may not have thought about otherwise. Mm-hmm. And now we're in a situation where we elected President Trump. He campaigned on the court. He campaigned on a list of people he would nominate. He modified that list in November of last year. He's been transparent about who he would look to for the court, and the people voted for him based on that.
Mm-hmm. Well, do you think it's, to me, I find this laughable, Jenny Beth, that Chuck Schumer and the Democrats are insisting that they get their hands on, what, more than a million documents relative to the service of Judge Kavanaugh. I mean, these are the very same people that couldn't even read, what, 2,800 pages of the Affordable Care Act. What are they going to do with a million documents? If you want to look at what people are going to do, look at what they've done here. So, you know, help me square up that one.
Well, even your talking point might actually be better than what I've considered. One of the other things is that you made a good point. Judge Kavanaugh, he is currently a judge. Prior to that, the Senate went through a confirmation process with him. He actually went through two committee hearings and had a three-year confirmation process. The Senate, during that time, could have requested and had all of the documents they're talking about that they want now when he was staff secretary for President George W. Bush and other work that he did prior to becoming a judge. Yet, they either reviewed those work, he did not get all of the documents at the time, and they still confirmed him. They confirmed him. I think what we need to be doing is saying, okay, he was confirmed. Now let's go and look at the new 300 opinions he's written since then that are
exactly
actually going to shed light on how he's going to think as a Supreme Court justice. If he was good enough to become a circuit court judge,
yep,
let's
exactly
see what he's done since then.
We got to leave it there. Thank you, Jenny Beth.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. Call now. That's 800-540-8816.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. That's 800-915-9164.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. It's just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour, and you know what that means. James Herson time. Yes, New York Times best-selling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. Mr. James, how are we doing, buddy?
Fantastic. How are you, Bill?
Hey, I'm doing wonderful. You know, God continues to bless us, and you can't ask for more than that, I'm telling you. Hey, before we talk about what's going on at CBS, I did want to touch on something we didn't get a chance to talk about last week, and that Roseanne is coming back with an unfiltered internet show, huh?
Yeah, I mean, she's going to do her own thing. I mean, she's had offers, which is understandable when you draw the kind of crowd that she drew to her reboot. But she feels now that the right thing for her to do, in addition, she's going to go out and tour and do stand-up, but is to do her own thing using her YouTube channel. Her son has a video studio. And she's already started practicing, interviewing family and friends. And she's kind of going to do a comedic talk show. And in the videos that she put up, she, for the first time, but right before she did the Hannity interview, she explained, and she repeated this to Hannity, what exactly had happened to her. And she said in her video that she thought that Valerie Jarrett, the person she was tweeting about, was white. And it's easy to think that because Valerie Jarrett is partially Middle Eastern. She's, I believe she's part Caucasian. I mean, she's a kind of a mixed person and ethnically ambiguous. So she could be like a newscaster or something, you know. And so when the reaction to her tweet occurred, she called the executives at ABC Disney, and she says, hey, look, give me a chance to explain this. I'll even go on The View and other shows and explain it. And 40 minutes later, her show was canceled, and she was labeled a racist. And she said, the reason all this happened to her, simply it was because she voted for Donald Trump, and, quote, that is not allowed in Hollywood, close quote. And you know what? That's the truth.
Yeah, quite possibly. Huh? I mean, it's hard to argue with that, because on the opposite side, you have other people saying things, I think, much worse. And they live another day, not a problem whatsoever. I mean, Whoopi Goldberg goes all over Judge Jeanine on The View, even in the hallways. You know, she chases her off the stage and chasing her out the building. She spits on her, according to somebody that I know that was there and saw the event. And he gives us some counsel for this radio show. He said, Bill, it was just incredible what happened. And I thought, gosh, I mean, does Whoopi not know she's messing around with a judge, which means, you know, I mean, they know the law, you would think. And why wouldn't Whoopi be subject to an assault charge and ABC as well?
Yeah, and especially since you consider that Whoopi's an employer of the same network as Roseanne lost her show over. Same thing with Joy Behar on that show, The View, insulting Christians, insulting the Vice President of the United States, claiming that Christians are mentally ill, and then ultimately a week later, finally, a meek apology, but totally treated differently. Samantha Bee, who used the worst possible word you can use for a woman, but it was even worse than Roseanne because it was premeditated, it was written, it was edited, it was approved, it was bragged about by the producers. So, yeah, no, no question that there's a double standard. And, you know, but, you know, Roseanne, she's so talented, and if she wants to, she has a very unique perspective. She's not, we can't call her a conservative, but what she is right now is a Trump supporter, and that's the litmus test now in the entertainment business. It's not only that you can't be a Trump supporter, you cannot be ambivalent. You cannot be neutral on Trump. If you give him a chance, you are on the blacklist. So
you're not part of the reindeer games anymore. You're out the door. And that's unfair because, you know, we need the humor of Roseanne Barr and, you know, Tim Allen, others that, you know, those in Hollywood would like to, you know, black out and not hear from ever again because they just cannot believe somebody would have an alternate view than what they hold.
No, that's right. No, it's not acceptable. Those compassionate, tolerant people of the left have no compassion and no tolerance for anyone right of center or their points of view.
Yeah, I just only hope, James, that Roseanne Barr would just, you know, relax a little bit. You know, that's kind of been my recommendation to Donald Trump. You know, you're president, go be president. You know, you have to fight everything. And with Roseanne, she's gifted, she's talented. Go exercise your giftedness, and this stuff is going to blow over. It's kind of like Kobe Bryant. When Kobe Bryant was in all kinds of hot water, what did he need? You know, he was one winning season away from redemption. And that's the way, you know, Hollywood works. It's the way it happens. And, you know, she'll find an outlet. And, you know, like O'Reilly and others before who, you know, have a chance to do it again. And, you know, she's too gifted. I don't think that they can take her out. Plus, on top of that, as I said, I think we need some humor, especially in the world of politics today.
Oh, we need humor in America. I mean, we need the release. We need the catharsis. We need the laughs.
Exactly.
And since late night is dead and comedy has gotten so restrictive, it's nice to see someone who pushes back against the political correctness. Yeah. And so at least Roseanne does that. And unfiltered, I'm going to tune in because I want to hear her unfiltered.
Well, of course.
Because you never know where she's going to go.
Oh, exactly. And speaking of Tim Allen, of course, he comes back with Fox, right? What is it, in September, I think, they open up the new season?
Yeah, he's already had the trailer out, and he kind of poked fun at ABC during the trailer. And
that's funny.
Tim Allen's going to have a ball, and he's going to be super successful. It's going to be a really fun show to watch.
What we love about Tim Allen and Roseanne Barr is that they remind you not to take yourself too seriously. You know, and right now, unfortunately, those on the left, all the progressives and liberals, they're so wound so tight that they're about ready to explode, James. I mean, if anything, it's kind of like going to a NASCAR race, you know something's going to happen. Hey, just keep your eyes on it, you know, whether it's Cuomo or somebody else that lights him up. Anderson Cooper is about ready to been light up. I mean, it's never ending, you know, so we'll just stay tuned. But meanwhile, there still remains trouble there in Hollywood with sexual misconduct allegations against Les Moonves. So tell us about that.
Well, we're talking about a guy, you know, a lot of people may not have heard his name, Les Moonves, who are outside of sort of the Hollywood Beltway. But Les Moonves is one of the most influential, powerful people, particularly in the television business, but maybe in all of media. You know, he's one of the highest paid CEOs of any corporation. He's had an incredible run at CBS, and he's had an amazing ability to pick shows. When he was with Warner Brothers Television, he picked Friends, a slightly successful show.
Not bad.
ER, you know, he's the one that brought Big Bang Theory and Survivor and a whole bunch of shows. Everybody Loves Raymond. I mean, all these shows to CBS, which has made them, they came back and were the number one network. Well, here comes Ronan Farrow, who I'm convinced, you know, if you look at a picture of Ronan Farrow, you can see, if you cover up his lower part of his face, you see the face, the eyes of Frank Sinatra. I'm convinced he's
yes.
Frank Sinatra's son. Mia Farrow is his mother, and he had a bad experience as a kid with Woody Allen. I think that's driving him to do this reporting he's doing. He won a Pulitzer Prize for breaking the Harvey Weinstein saga.
Yeah, good for him.
And he's the one now, he's worked for 8 or 9 months on this investigation, which now involves six women, and there are, you know, there's pretty credible kind of accusations accusing this guy, Les Moonves, this powerful media executive, of physical intimidation, sexual assaults, threats of retaliation. And a couple of the women, actually several of the women, gave their names, went on the record, and they also implicate this guy who's now the executive producer of 60 Minutes, a powerful, you know, news executive. They're implicating CBS News, and we all remember it was just a few months ago that we were shocked that Charlie Rose,
yes,
worked for CBS News, had another personality that we didn't know about, allegedly.
Yeah, all these guys that got they all got hashtags in their pockets. What's going on? Farrow's getting to be, you know, speaking of 60 Minutes, is he the modern day Mike Wallace or something? Hi, this is Mike Wallace. I'm with 60 Minutes. I want to talk to you. He's, you know, hi, I'm Ronan Farrow. I got hashtags. I need to talk to you. Oh, hey.
Yeah, he's got hashtags. And in the background, okay, this is the corporate drama here. Sumner Redstone's widow, Sherry Redstone, owns Viacom, which used to be the owner of CBS, but CBS spun off. Well, now in the age of consolidation, you know, we've had all these mergers, AT&T and Time Warner, now Disney and Fox, Comcast and Universal. Sherry Redstone wants Viacom to merge with CBS, but Les Moonves has been saying no. They've gone to court. It's been a very public battle.
James, we got to leave it there, but it's all, always to be continued, and we appreciate you being with us. James Herson on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, James.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extra from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an old